This is WKAR. I'm Karel Vega. Musician Tunde Olaniran's body of work is as multidimensional as Olaniran himself. The Flint native might be easier compared to a band than a rapper or a producer. Olaniran's style could easily find him shifting through multiple genres in the span of one song. His music has received praise from NPR, Pitchfork, and Rolling Stone, among others. As part of the WKAR series Backstage Pass, Tunde Olaniran will perform at WKAR Studios on April 17th. Olaniran joins me in the studio. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Your music is almost hard to define genre-wise, which has a lot to do with how you jump from themes and tones. How did you develop that sound?
The music that we listen to is very watered down, and a lot of it is it's a product, so it's made to sell. And I think right now, music is made to be something that doesn't like jar you in any way. And that's what a lot of successful songs kind of just wash over you. So I think we're kind of not used to hearing super dynamic stuff in general. But for me, I actually follow a pretty traditional pop song format, you know, in terms of there being a verse, pre-chorus, chorus, bridge, you know, that kind of thing. I just kind of will use different sounds to replace things that you might normally hear in a track. So for me, that's just me trying to keep myself interested in you know, what's being written. Wishing they could be something outside themselves. If I can be me, then you can be yourself. Might not be easy. It's like we're never satisfied.
Your latest album, Stranger, just released in October. When you compare the music from this album to your earlier work, what evolutions do you see?
I think it's more refined in some ways. I think Transgressor, it's a lot of ideas, and Transgressor was me trying to kind of really pasting a lot of different things together, and it's a collage. It was almost like a collage, you know? And I think that Stranger, those edges are kind of more, a little more smoothed out. I tried to really push the vocal production and to be more mindful of how even how I was singing and really try to like make my voice as effective as possible on each record. So I really think if someone listens to Stranger, there's no way you can play that album and not have like a song that you connect to or a song that you really, really like. Not just like, oh, this is cute, but like, I really love this song. So that was my goal, is like anyone who listens to it will find something that they love. I don't have to be. It's my party, you're invited. Don't be shy, just get inside. You ain't gotta be a stranger to me.
One of the things you've become known for is your clothing, more specifically the outfits you wear in your performances. They're flowy, they're flashy, colorful, abstract. What's the inspiration behind your choice of wardrobe?
So really just being like a fat person, there's clothing for you. Like I think that show Shrill just came out and everyone was tweeting about Adi Bryant's wardrobe. And they're like, where can I get the stuff? But actually a lot of the things in that show were made for her because clothing stores do not sell it, which is ridiculous. So I've just found that like, hey, I want to wear certain things or I have these ideas. It's really impossible to find clothing for larger people that is interesting, that is durable. So that really is where I started developing like my own designs and deciding like, let me just make what I'm thinking of rather than trying to hunt it down and never really being fully satisfied, you know?
Right.
But then I think that like the Yoruba side or like, I don't know, somewhere in my ancestry or subconsciousness, some of those silhouettes like kind of are traditional Yoruba clothing that it's not intentional. But when I look back at it, it's like, oh, yeah, this could actually fit. And also my grandmother, who's Yoruba, will send me fabrics from Nigeria. So she'll definitely like her selections will influence kind of what I wear. So some of the stuff that's very, very flashy, it's like, yeah, this is just like something she gave me and I decided to make something out of it. Running through your city, headphones banging, new phone banging, whole club banging. Running through your city, headphones banging, new phone banging, there's no explaining what I do. Full tank.
What can the audience expect during your Backstage Pass performance?
I hope that we bring something that hasn't been seen before on Backstage Pass and really kind of sets another bar for the show. But that's really my goal, is, and for myself, I want to do something that I haven't done before, and people who maybe have seen my show several times in Michigan will see something that they haven't seen. So we're still kind of figuring it out, and I have a lot of ideas, and I think it's going to be really, I'm excited for it personally.
I mentioned the clothing, but what other elements do you like to bring to your live shows?
I'll be doing some stuff, some songs I haven't done before from Stranger. So like some of those are, I still have to choreograph. So like there will definitely be songs that I've never done live. So what we usually do is make it a really, really visually rich show. So I think that for someone who, even if you know the record, you're going to like experience the record in a different way, or experience the songs you like in a different way because you've seen it presented in this kind of fashion. We live through danger every day. I put myself in harm's way. Better die, I refuse to be your prey. Pray you'll make your way out of that cage. Come on, be cool. Go lick your wounds. You're gonna be fine. Healing takes time. No enemies. I don't got an enemy.
What issues do you think people need to be the most aware of?
I mean, I can only speak for myself, you know, so it's hard because I think about things a lot as an artist. I think our environment needs to be protected, and we need to have, honestly, like sustainable energy sources. We need to really think about that. But the really crucial, critical thing is people need to be organized and educated. Working class people need to be really organized and educated, especially in Michigan. I think it's important for us to really consider how we keep people who speak for us, let's say politicians, keep them to task to really like serve people and not profit. I think that's really important, or property. So at the base of it, we need to be more connected to each other and understand that we have a lot more in common because we don't have, I mean, I think we all experience things in different ways, but at the end of the day, especially the majority of people who I consider your working class, if you don't own, you know, vast amounts of land or vast amounts of wealth or means to generate wealth, most people, we have more in common than we have things that divide us. So I think that like talking to each other more often, figuring out how we can stay more organized and more educated is really important.
Tunde Olaniran will perform at WKAR Studios as part of Backstage Pass on April 17th. To reserve free tickets to the performance, visit WKAR.org. Olaniran's latest album, Stranger, is available now on all major streaming platforms. Tunde, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. I don't have to need. I don't have to be a stranger. Talk to me. Release me. Sure.